Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avraham Goldar, and today Maseches Nedarim, Daf Pei Off, the 11th Perek Ve'el Nedarim. So the three Dafs we're going to focus on, number one, among other advice sent from Eretz Yisrael was taught, Hizharu b'vnei anim shmehen teitzei Torah. Be careful with the sons of poor people because Torah will go out from them. The Gemara asks, b'vnei ma in matzuin tamei chachamim, what says tamei chachamim b'nehem? Why is it uncommon for tamei chachamim to have sons who are tamei chachamim? Five answers are given. Rabbi Yosef said, "Shul yomru Torah yerushi lahem," so that the son should not say that Torah isn't an inheritance for them, and they do not have to study diligently. Rav Shisha, the son of Rav Edi, said, "Kedei shul yizgadu al tzibur," so that they should not raise themselves over the public in arrogance. Marzutra said, "Mipnei shem mizgabrin al tzibur," because they dominate the public. Ravashi said, "Mishum dekari lo inshe chamari," because they call people donkeys. And Ravina said, "Shein bevarkin b'Torah tchila," because they do not recite the bracha on Torah before learning. Point number two, Rav Yudah said in the name of Rav, what is the meaning of the pasuk, Mi isha chochem yavin ezos, who is the wise man who will understand this? For what did the land become lost and so on? Davar zeh nishal chochamim u'nevim, will pirshu. This matter was asked of the sages and prophets, and they could not explain it. Ad shepirshu HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'atzma, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself explained it. V'yomer Hashem al azmes torasi, and Hashem said, because of their forsaking my Torah. The Gemara said, there are two phrases in the pasuk, they did not heed my voice, and nor follow it, and are apparently the same. And Reviewed explained in the name of Rav, Shemavakim b'Torah Tchila, nor follow it means they did not recite the bracha and Torah before learning. The Ran famously explains in the name of Rabbeinu Yonah that if forsaking Torah had meant that they did not learn Torah, then the sages and prophets would have understood well why the land was lost. Rather, they did learn Torah, which is why only HaKadosh Baruch Hu could explain the destruction of the land. They did not sufficiently value the Torah to be fitting to make a bracha upon. And point number three, the Gemara asks, according to Yossi, who does not consider bathing or adornment to be an issue of inui nefesh, can the husband revoke these nedarim as dvarim shebeinu levina, matters between him and her? Does he consider refrain from bathing or adornment to affect the personal relationship, which would allow him to revoke them? If so, then although he cannot revoke the neder permanently, his hafara would be effective for as long as she is fit to be married to him, as was taught on Dav Ayin Tes on the base. The Gemara quotes Machlokas Amarim about this point and brings up Braisa as support. The Rav Yossi does allow hafara of these nedarim. In a list of four different types of nedarim a woman can make, the Braisa teaches, Shula Echo, Shula Efkos, Shula Ashamish Mitasi. If she says, Kona, that I will not paint my eyes, or that I will not apply rouge, or that I will not have marital relations, Yafin Mishum Dvarim Shabbeinu Levina, he may revoke them as matters between him and her. This Tana, who does not consider adornment an issue of Inui Nefesh, reflects the view of Rav Yossi and still allows him to revoke them as Dvarim Shabbeinu Levina. So once again, the three points are, number one, among other advice sent from Eretz Yisrael, it was taught, Hizharu b'vnei anim shemehen teitzei Torah. Be careful with the sons of poor people, because Torah will go out from them. The Gemara asks, b'vnei ma in matzuin tamei chachamim, what says tamei chachamim b'nehem? Why is it uncommon for tamei chachamim to have sons who are tamei chachamim? Five answers are given. Rabbi Yosef said, Shul yomru Torah yerushi lahem, so that the sons should not say that Torah isn't an inheritance for them, and they do not have to study diligently. Rav Shisha, the son of Rav Edi, said, Kedei shul yizgadu al tzibur, so that they should not raise themselves over the public in arrogance. Marzutra said, Mipnei shem mizgabrin al tzibur, because they dominate the public. Ravashi said, Mishum dekari lo inshe chamari, because they call people donkeys. And Ravina said, Shein bevarkin b'Torah tchila, because they do not recite the bracha on Torah before learning. Point number two, Rav Yudah said in the name of Rav, what is the meaning of the pasuk, Mi isha chochem yavin ezos, who is the wise man who will understand this? For what did the land become lost and so on? Davar zeh nishal chochamim u'nevim, will pirshu. This matter was asked of the sages and prophets, and they could not explain it. Ad shepirshu HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'atzma, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself explained it. V'yomer Hashem al azmes torasi, and Hashem said, because of their forsaking my Torah. The Gemara said, there are two phrases in the pasuk, they did not heed my voice, and nor follow it, and are apparently the same. And Reviewed explained in the name of Rav, Shemavakim b'Torah Tchila, nor follow it means they did not recite the bracha and Torah before learning. The Ran famously explains in the name of Rabbeinu Yonah that if forsaking Torah had meant that they did not learn Torah, then the sages and prophets would have understood well why the land was lost. Rather, they did learn Torah, which is why only HaKadosh Baruch Hu could explain the destruction of the land. They did not sufficiently value the Torah to be fitting to make a bracha upon. And point number three, the Gemara asks, according to Yossi, who does not consider bathing or adornment to be an issue of inui nefesh, can the husband revoke these nedarim as dvarim shebeinu levina, matters between him and her? Does he consider refrain from bathing or adornment to affect the personal relationship, which would allow him to revoke them? If so, then although he cannot revoke the neder permanently, his hafara would be effective for as long as she is fit to be married to him, as was taught on Dav Ayin Tes on the base. The Gemara quotes Machlokas Amarim about this point and brings up Braisa as support. The Rav Yossi does allow hafara of these in the Nedarim. In a list of four different types of Nedarim a woman can make, the Braisa teaches, Shola Echo, Shola Efkos, Shola Shamash Mitasi. If she says, Kona, that I will not paint my eyes, or that I will not apply rouge, or that I will not have marital relations, Yafim Mishum Dvarim Shabbeinu Levina, he may revoke them as matters between him and her. This Tana, who does not consider adornment an issue of Inui Nefesh, reflects the view of Yossi and still allows him to revoke them as Dvarim Shabbeinu Levina. All right, so now we go to our Simon Dot Payoff, and our standard Simon is a grandpa. So here goes. The grandpa, who's agitated that his grandson was not a Talmud Chacham like his son, told him to shape up and start reciting Birchas HaTorah, and that maybe his wife won't make a nether again not to paint her eyes, nor apply rouge. Once again, it's slow motion. The grandpa, that must learn Dot Payoff, pa, grandpa. The grandpa was agitated that his grandson was not a Talmud Chacham like his son, which reminds us it was taught, be careful with the sons of Amanim because Torah will go out from them. The Gemara asks, why is it uncommon for Talmud Chachamim to have sons who are Talmud Chachamim? And five answers are given. So the grandpa was agitated that his grandson was not a Talmud Chacham like his son, told him to shape up and start reciting Birchas HaTorah, which reminds the Kodesh Baruch explained that the reason Bnei Yisrael lost the land is Al Azam Es Torah Si, and because of their forsaking my Torah. The one I said, there are two phrases in the pasuk, they did not heed my voice and nor follow it, and are apparently the same. And reviewed explaining the name of Rab, Sheim Mevarchim B'Torah Tchilat. Nor follow it means they did not recite the bracha on Torah before learning. Ron famously explains in the name of Rabbeinu Yonah that if forsaking Torah had meant that they did not learn Torah, then the sages and prophets would have understood well why the land was lost. Rather, they did learn Torah, which is why only Kodesh Baruch Hu could explain the destruction of the land. They did not sufficiently value their Torah to be fitting to make a bracha upon. So the grandpa was agitated that his grandson was not a Talmud Chacham like his son, told him to shape up and start reciting Birchas HaTorah, and then maybe his wife won't make a nether again not to paint her eyes, nor apply rouge. Which reminds Rav Yossi agrees that the husband can revoke the dvarim that are dvarim shebeino levina, such as in a case where the wife says, Konum, that I will not paint my eyes, or that I will not apply rouge. So once again, the grandpa who was agitated that his grandson was not a Talmud Chacham like his son, told him to shape up and start reciting Birchas HaTorah with greater kavana, and then maybe his wife won't make a nether again not to paint her eyes, nor apply rouge. All right, so now it's time for four blabat chazara. Daf Ein Zayin. So the Simmer Daf Ein Zayin is a goat. So here goes. The goat. That must be more Daf Ein Zayin. A's. The goat tied to the Shabbos table, where a man was looking for a heter to his nether, not to drink wine so he could have kiddush, which reminds us. The next Mishnah teaches, Mefiri Nedarim b'Shabbos, v'nishan l'Nedarim shehenu tzorach b'Shabbos. One may revoke Nedarim on Shabbos and may seek a heter for Nedarim, that their annulment is needed for Shabbos. The Gemara inquires if hafara on Shabbos also must be for a Shabbos need. So the goat tied to the Shabbos table, where a man was looking for a heter to his neder, not to drink wine so he could have kiddush, charged at the man's three layman cousins coming to be matir his neder. Which reminds us, Rav Yosef initially thought that one may only seek a heter for a neder on Shabbos from a yachin mumcha, a single expert, but not from shloshe hediotas, three laymen, because this has the appearance of a court case on Shabbos. Abai responded that since annulment of nedarim is distinct from court proceedings in three ways, namely that the three men may stand, they may be his relatives, and it may be done at night, therefore it does not have the appearance of a court case even absent these three factors. Rabbah said in the name of Rav Nachman, the halacha is that one may seek a heter for a neder from one who is standing alone and at night and on Shabbos and from relatives. So the goat tied to the Shabbos table where a man was looking for a heter to his neder, not to drink wine, so he could have kiddush, charged at the man's three layman cousins coming to be matir's neder, but instead knocked the plate out of a husband's hand who was being made for his wife's neder by saying, take and eat, take and drink. Which reminds us, a braisa teaches that one should not revoke on Shabbos with the same language of hafar that he uses during the week. Rather, he should hand his wife the item and say, tli v'achli, tli ishti, take and eat, take and drink, and the neder is canceled. Rabbi Yochanan added, v'tzarek sheyivat b'libo, and he must cancel the neder in his heart. The combination of handing her the item and mentally revoking the neder is sufficient for hafara. Daf Ein Ches, so the simmer Daf Ein Ches is a child going, ugh. So here goes. The Chacham's son who went, ugh, son going, ugh, that must be more on Daf Ein Ches, ugh. The Chacham's son, who went ugh when he heard his father trying to be made for a man's wife's neder, instead of being matirip, which reminds the Gemara brings a brisa of the darshan zeh hadavar, this is the thing, which Hashem commanded, implying that it must be followed exactly. A Chacham matir ve'ein bal matir. This teaches that a Chacham annuls and a husband cannot annul. And another brisa darshan is the reverse, zeh hadavar bal mefer ve'ein Chacham mefer. This is the thing. This teaches that a husband may revoke a neder, but a Chacham cannot revoke a neder. So the Chacham's son, who went ugh when he heard his father trying to be mefer, a man's wife's neder, instead of being matirit, went ugh when he saw three laymen who had done shchutei chutz, come annul the neder, which reminds us. A brisa makes a gezerah shava of zeh hadavar between nedarim and shchutei chutz, the prohibition to shech karbanas outside of the mikdash. Just as this prohibition applies to all Jews equally, so too nedarim can be annulled by all Jews, including laymen. This teaches that three laymen are qualified to annul nedarim. The Gemara objects, since the pasuk says, Roshei HaMatos, heads of the tribes, indicating that experts are required. It answers that this term allows a yachid mumcha, a single expert, to annul nedarim. The gzeir shava allowing laymen to annul a vow must therefore be for more than one, which we presume to be three, similar to a minor basedin. So the Chacham's son, who went ugh when he heard his father trying to be made for a man's wife's neder, instead of being matirid, went ugh when he saw three laymen who had done shchutei chutz come annul the neder, and then threw his plate of spinach to the husband when he realized he was being silent in order to distress his wife. Which reminds us, Rabbi Kanina taught, Hashosik amanas lemekat, a husband who is silent in order to distress his wife by causing her to think that he'll confirm the neder, mefer afil mekan v'adasara yamim. He can still revoke it for another 10 days, meaning such silence does not constitute hakama. Rabbi Kanina's ruling is successfully challenged on the next daf. Daf Ein Tes. So the Simra Daf Ein Tes is a sofer with a quill. So here goes. The sofer, that must mean we're in Daf Ein Tes, sofer with a quill. The sofer writing in silence while his distressed wife cited three refutations to a shosik amanas lemekat mefer, which reminds us, the Gemara brings three successful refutations to Rav Chanina's ruling that a husband who is silent to distress his wife may still revoke her nether. So the sofer writing in silence while his distressed wife cited three refutations to Hashosik Amanas Lemekat Mefer regarding her Inui Nefesh Nether with the condition, if I adorn myself, which reminds us, the Gemara brings Malchokes about Nedarim that are Dvarim Sheish Behen Inui Nefesh, matters that involve self-affliction. The Tanakhama provides an example. If she makes a neder on condition of if I bathe or if I do not bathe or if I adorn myself or if I do not adorn myself, that this qualifies as a neder of Inui Nefesh, which she may revoke. Rabbi Yossi disagrees and does not consider the nedarim of Inui Nefesh and provides his own example. Amra konum perza omolai harze yachul hafir. If she said konum the world's produce on me, he may revoke it as a neder of Inui Nefesh. So the sofer writing in silence while his distressed wife cited three refutations to Hashosik Amanas Lemekat Mefer regarding her Inui Nefesh nether with the condition, if I adorn myself, was caught off guard when she suddenly made a nether Beinola Veina, and he quickly said that he is made for that nether for as long as she is fit to be married to him, which reminds us that darn that our Dvarim should Beinola Veina are revoked for as long as the wife is fit to be married to her husband. Daf Pei. So the Simmer Daf Pei is a painter. So here goes. The painter, that must be more daf pay, painter. The painter who wanted to be made for his wife's neder of Konum the pleasure of bathing to me if I bathe today, despite her being splattered with pain, which reminds us of the Gemara's case of Hanas Rechitza Alai Lo'olam Im Erchatz Hayom, Konum the pleasure of bathing to me if I bathe today, and Rabbi Yossi's reasoning that this is not a neder of Inui Nefesh, and the husband cannot revoke the neder because Nivol Dechad Yoma Loshmei Nivol, repugnance of one day's lack of bathing is not called repugnance. So, the painter who wanted to be made for his wife's neder of Konum the pleasure of bathing to me if I bathe today, despite her being splattered with pain, was horrified when he heard her say, the pleasure of bathing is forbidden to me if I do not bathe in flax steeping water, which reminds us, the Gemara asks what the neder is in the second case in the Mishnah, where she apparently added the condition of imoy erchatz, if I do not bathe. Rav Yehuda suggests that she said, the pleasure of bathing is forbidden to me if I do not bathe in flax steeping water, which is foul smelling, where both choices have an afflictive impact. However, the Gemara rejects this interpretation because the parallel case of imoy skashet, if I do not adorn myself, would have to be a condition of adorning herself with some filthy substance, and this cannot be described as adornment at all. So the painter who wanted to be made for his wife's netter of Conum the pleasure of bathing to me if I bathe today, despite her being splattered with paint, was horrified when he heard her say, the pleasure of bathing is forbidden to me if I do not bathe in flax steeping water, and wondered if her pile of unlaundered clothes was leading her to insanity, which reminds us, Rabiosi holds that in a case where there's insufficient water, even if a first city's laundering needs are pitted against the drinking needs of a second city, the first city's laundering needs take precedence because he considers it a life-critical issue. The Gemara asks, can bathing the body be less critical than laundering clothing? And the Gemara on the next off answers in the affirmative because Shmuel said uncleanliness of the clothing leads to insanity, which cannot be cured, whereas uncleanliness of the body leads to boils and sores, which can be cured. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one. Which doubt were three refutations brought to Rav Chanina's position that Hashoisek Amanaska Mekat Mefer, that's on Daf? Ein test. Good, number two. Which doubt did the Kosh Baruch Hu explain that the reason why Ben Israel lost the land was Shein Mevarkim B'Torah Tchila, that's on Daf? Payoff. Good, number three. Which doubt did the Hava mean that the second case of the Mishnah was where the wife said, the pleasure of bathing is forbidden to me if I do not bathe in flax steeping water, that's on Daf? Pay. Good, number four. Which stuff do we have in Malkovitz regarding what is considered a nether of Inui Nefesh? That's on Daf. Ein test. Good, number five. Which stuff do we have according to Rabbi Eliezer that one may revoke Nedarim before they are made? What would be the din if a wife said, I am a Nazira, and another person said, I am like her? That's on Daf. Ein hey. Good, number six. Which stuff do we have in a Kabbalah Chomer that a Na'ara cannot be sold as a maidservant? That's on Daf. Ayin Vav. Good, number seven. Which stuff were five reasons given as to why Talmud Chachamim often do not have sons who are Talmud Chachamim? That's on Daf. Payoff. Good, number eight. Which stuff when a cleanliness of the clothing leads to insanity? That's on Daf. Pay. Good, number nine. Which stuff when the Rabbi Yossi agrees that a husband can revoke Nadarim, that Rabbeinu Levina such as Konam, I will not wear rouge or I will not wear eye makeup? That's on Daf. Payoff. Good. Number 10. Which stuff would be the case where the wife said, Conum the pleasure of bathing to me if I bathe today? That's on Daf. Pay. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avram Goldham Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.